Nothing to do, and yet precisely returning moment to moment to that very self beyond the mind and senses. Becoming one with your pure consciousness and resting in that consciousness allowing that rest to expand into being. Being gently connected to the correct belly breathing from time to time. Just being. Only being. That state of just being, as we have explained, is a unity of who you are and where you abide, the ground of reality. Who you are is first awakened through two centers of I am. One is awareness, consciousness center in your headspace. Second is the heart center in the middle of your chest. As these centers of identity are awakened and the soul embodies them as the light of I am, the light of consciousness, and the light of love, they gradually merge into one state. For that to happen, the soul must be rooted in the now, in the ground of reality, the beingness, the source. Though initially being, that which you experience as being, which is your rootedness in the source, the state of rest, which you can identify energetically, more or less, from your chest downwards, in the direction of your lower belly and beyond. This state of rest has no sense of I am. It is the space of your abidance in the beyond. But as the soul awakens, when the experience of being is fully established, reaches the absolute stillness, it's forever the same, never changing, regardless where you meditate or you don't, the consciousness of the soul begins to embody that being as her I am-ness as well. The experience of being becomes transformed into the body of the soul. And that level of integration, your experience of I am, is not felt or focalized in any particular center, but is experienced as the whole of yourself, as the vast space which surrounds your physical body and penetrates this body and is beyond the body. In our process, step by step, we are adding different components of your true identity before unifying them as one. First, we awaken state of consciousness in order to liberate you from the mind and to disconnect the light of I am from the false me. Next, we establish connection with the source. Through the process of surrender and expansion into the beyond. Then we direct our evolution towards awakening of the heart, which then must be integrated with the Absolute when it is fully activated and awakened. When the heart is not fully awakened, the Absolute pulls all the energy to the unmanifested, and the experience of the heart cannot be maintained. It is sucked to the void of the beyond. When the heart is fully activated, the rest in the Absolute does not take any energy from the heart itself. On the contrary, the heart can actually expand through the Absolute and integrate with the Absolute. One reaches the condition of heart at rest. Heart in repose. The following process of integration and unification of the soul is connected to surrender of consciousness, because even when your heart and Absolute are felt as one unified field, consciousness on some level remains separated. You can recognize it in meditation, those who have this experience, that your attention somehow moves between resting in being heart dimension and moving to your head. It cannot fully embrace those two as one. And the bridge to that unity is not to divide your attention, which will be artificial, but to surrender your consciousness. The consciousness has to drop to the Absolute through the heart. It does not mean that that consciousness disappears from the headspace, but what remains in your head as the experience of I am is in a state of surrender. It does not create any sense of separation. It's like your head, your heart, and your being become truly one. Unless this internal process is understood and done correctly, we cannot reach the complete state, neither can we stabilize any experience. For instance, surrender into being, when done excessively, can disturb the process of stabilization of awareness, because energy is pulled down from the head. And there is no enough force in consciousness to stabilize itself. Similar work with the heart can disturb the practice of self-remembrance on the level of consciousness or the process of surrender to the Absolute because it pulls energy up. The experience, realization of the Absolute State, as we teach in that tradition, is not universal to all traditions. It is specific to traditions that have root in Taoism. Taoism, at least the original Taoism, was the school of the Absolute, which further on was transmitted to Buddhism through Zen. Zen is a mixture of Taoism and Buddhism. It is a school of Hara, school of being, and awareness as well. It's important to realize that not all schools point to the same realization. Words are misleading. Consciousness, absolute, enlightenment, these are just words. And what is behind those words has to be deeply investigated to understand the differences between their interpretation. In the path of Kundalini, which is typical Indian approach, all energy goes up, not down. And that is fine, but at some point, this energy has to be reversed, dropped down, in order to settle in the source. Otherwise, one remains stagnated in a mystical state or in pure consciousness, disconnected from the source. Spiritual path is a mixture of the inner work, and this work should be precise, with the unexpected intervention of higher consciousness, which allows us to move to a deeper states of realization, which are otherwise inaccessible through our effort. Through our effort and the inner work, we prepare the ground to be able to receive that intervention, as well as we work, integrate, and stabilize the already awakened states. As an example, we can speak about work with being. The experience of being, unlike pure awareness, is quite accessible to most meditators, because when you sit in a circumstances of a retreat, not doing, just sitting, even if you are unconscious, energy naturally gravitates, drops down. Through your conscious cooperation, the process of letting go, you can anchor yourself, expand into a significant depth of being. But you cannot enter the absolute. The absolute is reached through an opening of the beyond. It cannot be done from one's own practice and effort. And that is what we call grace. Something happens that is independent from our will, from our effort. That allows us to experience this quantum leap within the process of inner expansion. The misconception of the path of devotion, in particular devotion to a guru, someone who embodies the state of realization, is belief that being in the presence of someone who has reached realization by itself will trigger realization within oneself. Although these cases do happen, they are extremely rare and they apply only to souls which are extremely mature and ready, and they have a foundation of practice already within themselves. That approach is simply too passive and create over-dependence on a teacher or guru. That approach takes away from us responsibility for our own evolution. There are so many things that you can do through your work, through your understanding, through your practice. Not to do that work is not only foolish, but irresponsible.